KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The DA's KZN Premier candidate says eThekwini municipality should be placed under administration with immediate effect. Chris Papa says this would be the first act of his provincial cabinet should he be elected.
The second thing that I will do is ensure that we have a comprehensive review of the managers and deputy city managers who are responsible for frontline services. It really is unacceptable that you have highly paid civil servants who cannot account for their failure.
Papas today presented an alternative state of the city address at Durban Funworld ahead of Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda's speech tomorrow. He says despite an annual budget of more than 60 billion rand, eThekwini is still struggling to provide basic services to residents.
Because it is impossible that so much money is set aside, yet there are so many problems still that exist within this department.
And with voting day exactly a month away, political think tank Rivonia Circle is calling on South Africans to support the Independent Electoral Commission as it prepares for the historic elections. It believes we have no reason to question the IEC's competence, as South Africa has always had credible elections. And with 70 parties and 11 independent candidates contesting the general elections, Rivonia Circle's Tessa Dooms believes the emergence of new parties on the political scene can only be a good thing for democracy.
We've seen diversity of options, and I think that this is important because in a multi-party democracy, we've actually had the anomaly of the dominance of one or two parties. And I think more political engagement and more participation is always going to be good for democracy. It's going to show that democracy can be robust. Democracy has space for everyone. We have seen a lot more scrutiny of the IEC, a lot more court challenges, but none of this is bad. It's good for democracy for us to be able to question the IEC.
The following story contains details of child abuse and is not suitable for young listeners and may be distressing for others. A woman and a man have been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of a two-year-old Gauteng girl. Siobhan Rush was brought into a clinic in Primrose, east of Johannesburg, in May 2022 with multiple bruises and severe injuries. She later died from severe bleeding on her brain and head trauma. Her mother, Rochelle Boerter, and her boyfriend, Stefan van Niekerk, were convicted of murder and rape. Today, the Johannesburg High Court sentenced the pair to life plus 25 years each. Action Society's Juanita Dupria says Siobhan was subjected to constant abuse, torment and neglect.
We are satisfied with the sentences, and we hope that these two who were supposed to be loving and caring and taking care of her, we hope that they will never, ever see the light of day again, because they do not deserve to see that. Nothing will bring Siobhan back, and nothing can take away from the pain and the suffering that she had to suffer in her short little life, but at least they won't be out.
And SA Tourism says it's recovered 35 million rand in irregular payments and invoices. It says the transactions were to a media agency and overseen by executives who are no longer with the organization. Durban 29 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg and Richards Bay 32.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Onche Beers qualified for the last eight of the Madrid Open. The Stormers have a massive URC tour ahead of them, and Sundowns take on TS Galaxy tonight in the DStv Premiership.